Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with my guest co-host, Chris Cherniak.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for filling in.
My pleasure.
Well, our next guest, Amy Jenkins, is a filmmaker, although she didn't call herself a filmmaker before she made this film that will be brought to the Park City Film Series on Monday. The film is called Instructions on Parting, which, while aptly named, the title really does not immediately reveal the story. But the story, three of Amy's closest family members, mother, sister, and brother, were diagnosed with cancer in alarmingly close proximity and all transiting toward death. At the same time, Amy is expecting her first child. It's a story of celebration, of grief, and the many emotions that accompany. We're so glad Amy could join us to preview her film. Good morning to you, Amy.
Thank you, Lynn. It's nice to be on the air with you.
Well, this is a story, it's sort of difficult to even begin. It's a difficult story. It's tragic, and this is a family from Park City, although you are not from Park City. I believe you live in New Hampshire, is that right?
That's right.
So your mother and your sister both diagnosed, one with breast cancer, the other with ovarian cancer, almost at the same time, and then your brother Craig about 4 years later?
While I was pregnant with my first child, my mother and sister were diagnosed, and shortly after they passed away, my brother was also diagnosed, but it all occurred within the first year of my child's life.
Wow. It's incredible. So many emotions, celebrating the birth of your child at the same time, trying to figure out how to grieve, how to appropriately celebrate the lives of your closest family members. And now here you are over a decade later with... It was very interesting to read about how you had all this footage right. that you took, but you weren't actually a filmmaker. So talk about that process.
Well, when my family members were ill, I always had my camera with me, partly because it was a way for me to feel like I was holding on to them. And I had always been a visual artist, and I came from a photography background. I showed regularly in galleries in New York, and I had been making more kind of sculptural video pieces at that time. But my family had always been very used to me having a camera around ever since I was a little kid, and my grandfather actually gave me my first camera. So they were comfortable with it, and I felt like I was really on a kind of more personal archiving process. I didn't think anybody would ever see the footage. Mm-hmm. I was documenting partly for my sister Linda's children, who also live in Park City. I felt like I was building a family archive. It wasn't until about 6 years later that the box of tapes just seemed to keep calling me from the corner in my art studio, and I felt like I needed to review them. And when I sat down and started looking at them, I realized that it was an incredibly powerful time, and I had very rare and very beautiful footage of my family. And we were grappling with things that are very universal with... you know, illness and caretaking, but also living with cancer and enjoying moments of life together despite their illnesses. And so it became clear to me that this was an important film to make. And so I became a filmmaker because of the material.
Yeah. So I'm curious then how you go from taking a package of film that was personal, designed for, you know, to kind of keep internally, and decide to create a story from that, I suppose. And there's an arc to this story. How did you kind of create an arc to this story?
Well, it was a long process certainly. I needed to learn how to edit. I needed
right.
to learn a lot of aspects of filmmaking. So it actually took me about 5 years to make the film.
Wow.
But also, during the same time that my family members were ill, because of my artistic practice, I also spend a lot of time studying nature. And I think perhaps almost as a kind of meditative coping mechanism, I was also filming a lot of processes of nature, birth and death cycles in my yard here in New Hampshire. So birds building a nest and having their babies and the fledglings flying away, spiders capturing wasps, you know, butterflies turning into caterpillars turning into butterflies. So a lot of these processes of nature seem to have a lot of parallels with what was going on with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And so the film interweaves these processes of nature to create kind of a closely observed elegy to the cycle of life. And I was also a journal keeper, and so I wrote quite a bit in my journal. Aspects of that are in the film.
Right.
And as I was editing, one kind of startling discovery about 2 years in was a box of answering machine tapes. And I realized that while my family was ill, I still had one of those old-fashioned answering machines with cassette tapes. And because they were ill, I realized, oh, I can't just flip the tape and re-record over the way I always had been.
Yeah.
So I started keeping the tapes. And I'd completely forgotten that I had those tapes. And
wow.
then when I discovered those, it was like, oh, well, here is the clear narration of the story. We're calling each other back and forth with news and well wishes and, you know, a desire for me to come out to Utah to be with them. And so really their voices on the answering machine messages become the narration for the story.
Incredible. And in the trailer, you air one of those messages from your father when he is first telling you that your sister and mother are sick. And he says it that way, they're sick. He doesn't say their diagnosis, but he just says you need to call. Is your father still living in Park City?
Yes, he is.
Mm.
And so you will have a lot of extended family and family at the screening of this film. Again, it's on Monday evening, October 1st at the Park City Film Series at the Jim Santee Auditorium. It begins at 7. This is going to be quite an emotional journey.
Well, I have shown it to some of my family members already because I think it's obviously an important thing for us to show it, to share it intimately as a family first. But it's also a quite beautiful film, and the film itself, it really sings in an actual theater, and so I'm super excited for my family members to see it that way, because it just doesn't do it justice on a computer monitor.
Right.
I had a composer who scored it, who's a cellist, so the presentation of the film itself in the Santee Auditorium is going to be quite lovely. And also one thing that is important to note about the film, there's nothing medical in it, and we don't really get in depth into my family members' diagnoses or treatments, and we don't really get into, it's not a character-driven film in the sense that we really get into the personal aspects of each person's life. That was more of a choice for me as a filmmaker to make the film more universal. And so, yes, everybody is experiencing our family's love and support for one another, But there's nothing that's really divulged that's super personal.
Mm-hmm.
And that for me was an important choice, so that audiences who don't know my family, who is probably making up 99% of the people seeing the film, can really bring their own experience to it. People who've lost a loved one from cancer, and people who are experiencing caretaking of an infant, some of those universal themes are what really guide the film.
Yeah. Amy, you'll also be doing a little Q&A, I believe, after the film on Monday. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Great. The film is The Instructions on Parting. Our guest is Amy Jenkins. She's a filmmaker, and she'll be here on Monday, again, at the Jim Santee Auditorium at 7 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us, Amy, and best of luck in screening this. I'm so sad I'll be out of town and we'll miss it, but I'm sure I can find it elsewhere at some point. Is that right?
Absolutely, yes. We're looking for future distribution.
Hmm.
It did have its world premiere at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and so
wow.
it's been widely seen, and I look forward to being able to continue to share it, hopefully with television or distribution.
Yes. All right. Thanks for joining us, Amy.
Thank you.
Thank you.